This is Diana Nyad for KCRW, and this is The Score. The made-for-television sporting event, The Superstars, is being reconstructed this summer with today's athletes, but with a twist that won't prove as engaging as the original model. Back in the day, a dozen of the champions from a variety of sports would compete at a variety of events other than their own. A quarter-mile run, half-mile bike sprint, tennis, swimming, bowling, a designated circle of basketball shots, a golf pitch for accuracy, a rowing race, an obstacle course. The multi-event competition was actually a legitimate test of just who was the best all-round athlete of the day. Olympic pole vaulter Bob Segrin won the first Superstars and earned a lot of respect from the mainstream ball players. Have you ever thought it odd when an announcer calls a professional athlete athletic, or a reporter refers to a world-class athlete as a superb athlete? If someone's playing in the NFL or the NBA or on the professional golf tour, isn't it understood that he is, of course, a superb athlete? Well, no. It turns out that even among the elite, there are those who are extremely effective at their particular sport, but not gloriously athletic. Then there are those few who are just plain born with all the attributes that make an extraordinary athlete. Tiger Woods may be the best example in today's sports world. Phil Mickelson is talented with a golf club, no doubt. But from his gait, his swing, his body language, can you picture him playing any other sport at a high level? Tiger, on the other hand, is a supreme specimen. The way he strides, his body comfort in his approach to the ball, when he takes a club and bounces the ball on the face a dozen times before clobbering it, he presents as a coordinated, strong, flexible, uber athlete. It was one of the women's superstars competitions when I first understood, close up, what a real athlete was. There was a buzz going around that this new tennis player from Czechoslovakia was going to represent her sport. Martina Navratilova was her name. Her English was sketchy. She was by no means the statue of physical fitness she became in subsequent years. But she was affable, and we all appreciated that she came to the tennis courts and helped us with our serves and such. But event by event, it became immediately apparent who the athlete among us was. There was one event where you had three tries to throw a softball as far as you could down a field. Martina asked, "How you hold ball?" Hall of Fame pitcher Jim Palmer gave us pointers on the grip, weight transfer, the throwing motion. We all let a few fly, and then we stood back in awe and looked as if to the heavens as Martina's ball virtually soared into orbit. Same thing at rowing, on the bike, on the golf course, at the bowling alley. Eyes wide open, I realized I was now in the presence of an athlete. When Martina's incredible, unmatched rivalry with Chris Evert developed over the years, I'm not sure who in the end proved herself the better tennis player, but even Chris is the first to tell you who was the better athlete. It's the Larry Bird Magic Johnson scenario. Who was the better basketball player? Maybe a toss-up? Who was the superior athlete? Magic. I was excited to hear about this new installment of the Superstars. Wouldn't it be interesting to see Tiger go against Terrell Owens at tennis? How about Serena Williams bowling against Brandi Chastain? Well, we're going to see T.O. and Brandi and others, but they're all going to be paired in teams with actors. Oh, no. And male and female athletes will go up against each other. What does that prove? Better that 12 of our finest men from different sports compete against each other. And then 12 of our top women in their own competition. This new Superstars won't serve to determine the best all-round athlete of our time. And what a shame to waste the airtime on these vapid shenanigans. This is Diana Nyad for KCRW, and that's The Score.